Now, there was no escaping the Taylor Swift gigs over the 3 days at the weekend. And even though the capital was rocking with events from Malahide to Marley, it was the Aviva that garnered most of the attention. In a moment, we'll be talking to 2FM presenter Laura Fox. She was there last night. But first, for one County Kildare couple, Taylor Swift's Irish shows marked a significant milestone in their very own love story. Alan Corley has been telling our reporter Sally Ann Barrett how Friday night's concert proved to be the perfect opportunity for him to propose to his partner Aaron Hogan.
So I decided to do it during Love Story because of the whole engagement line in that song, and I thought it was sweet. So that's fairly early on in the concert, so thankfully I didn't have to be too nervous for too long. But as we got closer and closer to the song, I got more and more nervous, and I was fumbling with my bag trying to take out the box with the ring.
I didn't even notice a girl behind me had to tap me on the shoulder to get me to turn around. But even when I first turned around, I didn't believe it was real. I was in such a state of shock.
I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. All I saw was Aaron. I just heard static. I didn't even notice that people were looking, that people were cheering. And I saw that they formed a circle around us. And everyone was so sweet. This lovely woman gave us a friendship bracelet with Love Story on it. And we were both crying. So another lovely lady gave us a packet of tissues. And when we got home, we realized that the videos had ended up online, which isn't something... somehow isn't something that I had considered. So it's been so wild to go onto TikTok, onto Twitter and see the videos and see how many people are leaving us such beautiful comments. It's absolutely incredible. Whenever I think about Taylor Swift, I'm going to think about this moment. When I think about this moment, I'm going to think about Taylor Swift and all the people that were there and just the love that we felt all around us. It was just overwhelming in like the best way possible.
Nicely summed up there by Alan Corley, the love all around them, himself and Aaron Hogan, speaking to our reporter Sally Ann Barrett. Laura Fox from 2FM was at the gig last night. Laura, good morning. Your reaction? Are you still on a high?
Oh my God, I can't come down, Mary. It was just, it was like something I've never experienced before. And I was quite apprehensive going into it because it's a long show. It's quite full on, but it didn't feel like that when you were in it. It was just amazing.
Describe it to me, because I wasn't there, unfortunately, but I've seen and listened and heard, you know, the after effects of these gigs on people all weekend. She's a woman at the height of her power and influence, and she's saying it's okay, girls, to wear sequins and have friendship bracelets and celebrate and revel in the joy of girlhood and in the joy of sisterhood.
And I think that's it. It is the joy of girlhood. And it doesn't matter what age you are. There was people of all ages. There was people of all genders. It was just so accepting and it was so fun. And she had like some beautiful moments where she was speaking to the crowd and very much getting into it. And even when she fumbled on her words, like slightly because she had got overwhelmed with everything that was happening around her, she made a laugh out of that. And it was just so excellent to see the reactions from the crowds as well for any given moment when she gave a cue to like sing along, that they were just straight into it. But the gig itself it's definitely like something I've never heard, because obviously you go to a gig and they're very specific. Like they will be like her own, the last gig when she came here to Croke Park, it was the Reputation tour. So like it was all the Reputation songs. This spanned 18 years of music from start to finish, and it was in blocks and it had outfit changes. And it had set changes and it was 3.5 hours long. And even at that, I know she's got a big band and she's got, you know, loads of dancers and stuff, but she spent the majority of the time on stage solo. And to be able as one person to carry that off in front of thousands and thousands of people over and over again, and not even so much as break a sweat, it's just unbelievable altogether.
Yeah, she's a phenomenal performer, isn't she? A phenomenal lyricist as well.
That's it. Like there's meaning behind all of her songs, and she brings you with her throughout her entire life, you know, from beginning to end. And it's amazing because she's one of those artists as well that like obviously she's been on our playlist here for years and years and years. And you can dip in and out of her. You can be like, that's a hit, and not pay too much meaning to what the songs are. Or they can mean so much to you that you're sitting in your room and you're listening to them and they've brought you through bad times into good times, or they just bring you into making a friendship out of it almost. I am on such a high from last night, and I know I sound very like, you know, up in the clouds about it, but it really was that type of an experience.
You and 150,000 others who were at the gig are all up on that high, I think. Who was there? I know Kelsey was there.
Oh, yeah. So Travis Kelce was there and we spotted him quite early on and you know, everybody went like absolutely cracked. I mean, he is the golden retriever boyfriend of the year. He's just absolutely obsessed with them. And then we also, who else was there? Stevie Nicks. Oh my God. Which, yeah. And there was a moment where everybody thought Stevie Nicks was going to come out on stage. And I think the entire Aviva held their breath. Julia Roberts was just there just to witness it.
Like, friend of Ireland.
Yes, exactly. But then she kind of just popped along to the gig. It was so casual the way they just kind of arrived into it. And oh God, it was was so exciting. And then you were looking back at the stage and then, because they're right down in these VIP tents that are on the ground looking on. So they have to scurry out to the toilet every so often. So everybody's just waiting for a glimpse of them. Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Listen, I know you're on air at 9 o'clock on 2FM, so we'll let you go shortly. But I heard she changed the words of Karma. Did you get that?
To reflect
Travis being there, you're the guy in the Chiefs.
Yeah, Karma's the guy in the Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Coming straight home to me.
Yeah, and it was amazing because at that time as well, he skipped out of the VIP tent to get backstage to walk her off the stage. So we got to catch that. So that was her last song of the entire show. So she sang that and then ran back. And then he was waiting backstage to bring her off and walked her out. And he really just, you know, was like giving her bows like to the crowd and like pointing towards her. And he like, they are just a phenomenal power couple. They really work well together. Yeah. But all in all, I think the only word you can describe it is just so fun.
I know. And we're absorbing your positivity and your high after it all. Laura, have a good show. Thank you very much. That's Laura Fox from 2FM.